Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on The Daily. To start us off with, could you tell us just how many businesses you actually looked at in this study?
Sure. We took a sample from the Australian Stock Exchange top 500 companies. So it was over the period 2005-11, and I reckon over that period we were looking typically at about 300 companies.
Mm. And just how was the study conducted?
Well, the study was, as I said, we were looking at observations between 2005 and 2011, bearing in mind that there were some changes in the stock exchange regulations around reporting on diversity mm-hmm. in 2010. So we picked that period sort of deliberately. Essentially, the study was really just looking at the business case. So, you know, there's social justice issues around women on boards, equity, etc., and that I think we all accept and agree with. Prior studies looking at whether a greater proportion of women on boards actually enhance performance around the world have been inconclusive. You know, they've gone sort of in different directions. Mm-hmm. So this is a fairly large sample, and what we did find, as we predicted, was that the greater the proportion of females on boards, the higher the firm performance, and that was robustly using quite a few different performance metrics.
Well, that is quite interesting, Paul, because obviously, as you say there, a lot of studies do approach it from the position of diversity is a good thing, let's look at diversity. You are approaching it from the perspective of let's look at this economically, let's look at what this means in terms of business profits. So this positive association that you found, could you possibly expand on it for us a little bit?
Sure. So one critical thing we did examine, the positive association was found using a range of profitability measures as well as share price, market value type measures. But a critical thing in this sort of study is it coincidental or is it that better performing firms are more enlightened and have better policies around gender equity on board? And we're able to refute that because it's a large study and we have statistical significance, it's not a coincidence. There's obviously something there. Mm-hmm. But we did some specific, fairly sophisticated testing to establish that, in fact, it was women impacting on performance and not the other way around. So we are very clear on the direction of the causality.
Now, were there any industry sectors where the number of women on boards was particularly lacking?
Yes. Look, it obviously varies. So the materials sector had a lower proportion of non-executive directors on boards, females. So that's primarily sort of things like mining. At the other end, financials, as well as consumer staples, had higher proportions.
Mm.
So the overall average was about 12%, but at the time, but the materials of the mining sector was closer to 6%, and consumer staples and financials were 14 and 17% respectively.
Now, does this study actually propose any theories as to why this might be the case, why this this level of diversity, this level of gender diversity actually helps economically?
Yes, we do. And the theory is really, and there's the research in psychology in quite a few domains, which essentially says that the more diverse a group of decision makers, and it's not just gender, you know, other things as well in terms of age or potentially sort of overseas experience, ethnicity, a whole lot of things could potentially come into it. We focused on gender. The better the outcome, simply because, you know, people think differently. Certainly, there's a lot of research on psychology showing that men and women look at things like risk differently. Women tend to be less more risk-averse than men. So we actually posited that this greater diversity does enhance the decision making that boards birds make. And that sort of theory is established. It's just that the empirics in the past have been fairly mixed.
Now, seeing that women actually do contribute in economic terms to a company, do you think that it would be beneficial to shift away from thinking about affirmative action as diversity for the sake of social justice and towards diversity for economic or profit sake, especially considering what you're saying there, that it's not just necessarily adding more women, it is about adding more diverse backgrounds from whatever background you can come up with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think everyone accepts the social justice case. But our argument is, particularly to small or medium-sized companies who certainly in the media in the past have been, perhaps legitimately, perhaps not, arguing that they had problems attracting enough women, is to say, look, get onto it, because it makes economic sense.
Well, Paul, really interesting study, really refreshing one at that. Really appreciate you coming on The Daily and having a bit of a chat with us about the results.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.